saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean.
I am Elena Sweetser, the co-host.
And we are here talking all things life and family, friends, work, business, health, you name it, we try to get into it. Nothing's off the table.
And we go every direction during our episodes.
Yeah, guys, we are not, this is not structured by any stretch of the means. And for, again, all 37 of you that listen. And
hey, you know what? It was eight when we first started.
So, growing slowly but surely. It's all about that organic
growth.
But
we are real on this podcast, and that's what matters.
That's what we try to be. We're trying to make real a thing again. Because in a world that's fake and we're constantly surrounded by it, it's not the life that I want to live or Elena wants to live or that we want our families to live. So
absolutely not.
Anyway, so I wanted to start off with what we're doing today. So we are now doing a family with my brother, his girls, and my cousin Amber, that's also our social media director, doing a phenomenal job, by the way, so shout out to her. Mm-hmm. She suggested, she's like, why aren't we doing family dinners? At least once a month or once every other month, we get together. And I said, you know what? You are absolutely correct. We always make time for all this other stuff, and we need to get back to doing more family type things together. So we came up with this idea where we let the kids plan the menu. Ooh. And we go to the store, we get everything. It's kind of what me and Addison do with that father-daughter stuff, but now we've expanded it to the family. And Matt's gonna bring his girls over, Amber's gonna be here today, and we're gonna spend some time in the kitchen. And no shock, they want to go Italian style today.
Let me guess, pasta?
It's always pasta. If tiramisu, so I asked Haley yesterday, I said, so what's on the menu? And we've given them weeks now to plan for this thing, and of course they wait till today to decide what they want. And Haley goes, we stopped at tiramisu. I said, what do you mean you stopped at tiramisu? She goes, that's all we've come up with so far. I said, so basically you guys plan the dessert, because my daughter, guys, tiramisu is her thing, man. Yeah. Oh my God, that girl loves tiramisu. She loves making it. And again, I think if she just had a plate of that for the entire meal, she'd be happy. So we're doing Italian style tonight, but we're going to do homemade pasta. We'll post some pictures of it today, and we're going to have fun in the kitchen. And they want to
spaghetti noodles or raviolis.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be both. I think they're going to do. I think the menu is what they decided was bruschetta for the appetizer. Mm. They want to make homemade pesto. Mm. They want to make homemade tomato sauce. They want to make homemade raviolis, fettuccine, chicken piccata, and then tiramisu.
That's going to be a fun night.
That's going to be a fun night. We're going to listen to some Sinatra. We're going to put on some Michael Bublé in the kitchen. We're going to listen. The kids are going to get the aprons on, and we're going to get at it today. So we're going to start around 2-3 o'clock today, and we're going
to
make
it. That's why he's trying to kick me out so fast.
Not at all.
I'm not family.
Not at all.
Him,
she's
apparently.
She's welcome to stay as well. Come over and stay. The more people that can help need dough, I'm all for it, because that's a pain in the butt.
So I love that for you guys, because I grew up. For those who haven't seen me on camera, I'm Hispanic. So I grew up with a big family back home.
Yep.
And every Sunday we would do very similar, because you see my parents' backyard setup. We would get the tables outside, and my mom would just make a big thing of food, enchiladas, tacos, whatever it is. My dad would roast homemade green chili, and we'd all just sit outside. My whole family would come over, or sometimes we'd pick up burgers, or sometimes we'd pick up pizza night, whatever. And we would play ranchetas in the backyard. The kids would run around playing. The adults just hung out. It was laid back. I love that.
We're bringing it back. I said, at the end of the day, we've got to the point now where, you know, we need to do more things as a family. And especially as my kids are getting older, I'm realizing I've got less time with them than I do. I've got less time behind me than I do in the future, because they're going to move on and do their own things.
Create their own traditions.
Yeah, and I think these are hopefully the traditions that they extend to their family when they get there, right? They're going to hopefully talk about doing these things. And, you know, again, and now that Amber lives in Texas, it's a good deal for us to all get together just as a family. And we do so much things with our friends on a regular basis that sometimes we forget about just that family unit and just sharing stories and listening to music and joking and laughing. And, you know, you and I talk about it on a regular basis about bringing real, like, that's just, those are the things that we need to get back to. And I think these were the traditions that were set years before we were ever around.
Well, and then life got busy with technology.
But we always say that. And, you know,
but it's true, though, because back then, they didn't have phones. They didn't have, I mean, TVs weren't what
it You got to be bored. You had to figure out.
They didn't have Netflix. They didn't have all that stuff. You had to hang out with your family.
Yeah. Yep. You had to. We're forcing it, kids. No matter how, whether you guys like it or not,
you guys have a good family. Like, you guys will naturally have fun.
Oh, we're gonna have a great time.
You guys are probably gonna play some games, do all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. Matt's super excited. Yeah. Thinks it's the coolest thing, and I think you know. So again, shout out to Amber for the idea. And again, we talk about it, and we do it. We just don't do a good enough job about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we're getting it on the calendar. We're putting making it a priority.
Monthly thing?
We're starting off with every other month because my brother has the girls every other weekend, and he really values that one-on-one time with his daughter. Yeah. So if, you know, to take one of his weekends of the two and make it a thing, that's kind of robbing him from that. So that's one. And then two, just with work and schedules, we felt like, you know, we wanted to do something that we can commit to. And so we thought every other month we definitely commit. You guys are talking about 6 times a year, and we can't make time for that. If we can't make time 6 times a year to get the family together to make a homemade meal, and I did tell the kids, it's not always going to be Italian. You guys are going to have to mix it up. My wife wanted sushi tonight.
Oh, and I'm like, that would have been fun.
Yeah,
to do.
And I think it's because she just got a sushi kit or something for
her
gift.
Birthday?
I don't know. I saw it in the cabinet, and I'm like, that's why she suggested it. She wants to use this thing up, so we will probably make sushi on the next go around, which I've done. Maybe once years ago.
I've never made sushi.
It was one of my coworkers back when I was in Sacramento. We made homemade
sushi.
You know,
you need to put on the menu for your sushi night when you do it.
I think hibachi.
Hibachi sushi, but there's a sushi place near our house right now, and it was like a steak truffle oil over sushi base.
Oh boy,
dude. You know your wife and truffle.
Oh, gosh.
You have to put that on the menu.
All right.
I'll see if I can get a hold of the menu.
All right.
And have the breakdown. But
let me know.
It was phenomenal.
And then how to make it. So I don't even know how, like, the sticky rice and how to do the whole thing. But
that's what YouTube's for.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
I know. Everything's chat. Yeah. This is where the technology helps us out.
I love that.
For sure. Yeah. So we're doing that. So that's the tradition. So, you know, on the last episode, we touched base about... and again, speaking of traditions, and Elena posted this because we mentioned last, she just bought a brand new home.
Oh.
But you were in the grocery store, or I saw one of your videos that you posted the other day, and it was an impromptu pizza night for your last night in your house. So Elena has been great about setting up these family traditions. And. Yeah. You know, we've talked about them before, and we've talked about holidays and Christmas and Halloween, but this is just what we wanted to talk about today, or what I want to talk about today, is because we're doing this, and let me saying this 6 times a year, is you've got to make time for these things because it is so important, it is so critical. And when you look at these other families, like your family that did those things, those connections that you make as a family with food or cooking, it's just the time that you're spending with those people to build those one-on-one connections. But I want to hear you tell them about what you did for your pizza night. It was in your, and you're like, I'm going to the store. It's my last thing. And
so Pizza Friday is a thing in our household. It's a family favorite. Like, we always, man, I know pizza's your favorite thing.
I'm not a huge
you're
pizza
not welcome
fan.
In our Pizza Friday.
I like a good, you know, brick oven or, you know, whatever they call it.
You just don't like Domino's and the fake crap.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that, and I appreciate it. So my son just loves pizza. And so, as we all know, Friday nights are usually where you're like, oh, the week is done and you're just tired. So we started just doing Pizza Friday family movie night. This was like a little over a year ago, and we ended up going and get a blow-up mattress. And so what we do is we do the blow-up mattress in the living room, and we make it a family night where we usually make the pizzas. Kian does the sauce, he does the cheese, he normally eats half the bag of cheese first, and then and we bake it. It takes 20 minutes.
Part of the cooking, guys, is all the all the snacking you do along the way.
Yeah, but then we'll watch a movie that he chooses as a family movie night.
Okay.
And on the week in bed, we'll cuddle there, and then he goes to sleep. Normally, we'll put the week in bed in his playroom, and he'll have a sleepover with his little stuffed animals. It's like what he looks forward to. So anyways, we're moving next Friday. And so last night, I was thinking about what pizza we wanted to make last Friday, and I was like, oh my God. It's our last Pizza Friday in our current house, and I got a little emotional about it.
You did.
So I called Cole, and I was like, we're going to make it special movie night for Kian, because it's our last, and he's sad about moving. He loves his house. So we haven't seen the new Lilo and Stitch movie, so I'm prompt to. I was like, we're going to watch the Lilo and Stitch movie tonight. I'm going to go to Five Below, because I know they always have Stitch stuff. And I got stuff. Overall, I think out of pocket for me and Cole for that night was $60. That includes the food. We ended up buying that night because we're moving, and I didn't want to mess with cooking and stuff.
Yeah, but if you think about there you go. That's what we talk about, right? It's, you know, where do you prioritize? People think, okay, the money to spend on that stuff. That's such a nice way to spend $50 or $60 bucks. Like, what would you spend if you and Cole went out to a dinner and you went to that, right? You're just gonna spend a couple $100 probably on a nice dinner. Unfortunately, you can't eat for, you know, anything under $100 anymore. Yeah. If you want to go anywhere decent, even if you go to a Red Robin or a Chili's, it's a $100 tab if you go for a family of four. But those little things that you're doing right now are such a game changer.
Yeah, like Cole
as a family.
Luckily, because on the way home, I was like, dude, can you? Because I was at Jiu-Jitsu with Kian. I was like, can you stop and get balloons at the grocery store? And I know he thought it was stupid. I was like, but it's important to me.
Yes.
And so Kian walks in, and on the bed he had his little Stitch outfit that he already has, because I like Allison, I try to use things we already have, because I don't believe in just spending.
No,
but I got things like that he will reuse. So I got him a new Stitch puzzle. He loves puzzles like me, so I got him a new 48 piece puzzle in a little tin. He got a coloring book because he loves coloring right now. Then he got a Stitch thing, and then I got him a $2 Stitch balloon thing.
But most people don't want to make that time. They don't want to take that effort to do it.
Yeah.
You know, most people are like, oh, let's order pizza, put on a movie. And like that, but you to take it that next level, and Allison is, you know, I've gotten more in tune with that because of Allison.
Her, yeah.
But she's all about what you're doing right now. She's always about those little extra touches, those extra details. She threw a party here. She threw a party here last night for one of her girlfriend's birthdays, and it was Palm Royale was the theme. Okay. And when I tell you guys, my wife loves themed parties. That's her thing.
Well, she's good at it.
She loves it. She's so creative. Yeah. She likes all the extra details that she puts in anything. And when you give her a theme, she's going to find out ways just to go above and beyond. But people came to the house today to kind of help clean up and do some stuff, and they were just going on and on about all these little details. Mm-hmm. And Allison goes, that's why I do it. Mm-hmm. She goes, I love the fact that everyone noticed that extra effort and time that got put into it. And, you know, people are like, I don't want to spend the money on that. It's such a waste of money. I'm not going to go get balloons.
A lot of people think
it's
stupid, right?
Yeah, why are we going to go get balloons? That's just a waste. We're just going to pop them the next day. And it's like, no, you made it an event.
You're thinking about the negative. Look at the long-lasting memory.
Yeah, and Kian's going to be, and he may not remember, but as he gets older and he sees these things, he's like, man, my mom and dad made events.
Well,
they made events out of our Friday family, our Friday night dinners.
My parents liked hanging out with me.
Yes, and they made it a thing, right? Like, it was like, okay, the theme is this, and you know, you wouldn't spend $50 or $60 that you would have spent, but we have no problem spending $12 for a cup of coffee, or go to the grocery store, grab a Red Bull, there's $6, or we talk about all these little things that we spend, and other people will go, well, why would I do that?
Yeah.
It's not even so much about the money you're spending. It's the effort that you put into making it this special thing.
I see it as I'd rather spend that $60 I spent for that memory that our family got. Like, my
1,000%.
Son was so happy.
Yeah.
He was so happy. He's sitting there in his little Stitch outfit, his little Stitch butt like this, watching the movie, his feet just going like this, and he's laughing with the movie. I mean, we just love that stuff.
Well, you're creating memories.
Yeah. And think, because his age, they won't remember. He brings up other, because Kian mommy nights when I do the theme one. Which, you know, guilt sets in because I've been so busy. I haven't done it. I used to do it once a quarter.
Yeah.
It's specifically Mommy and Kian.
Yep.
And I say, what do you want the theme to be? And the last one he did was Sonic.
Okay.
Right? Remember we did Sonic?
Yeah.
And I did the chili dogs. I did the onion rings for the rings.
Yeah.
And then I got little gushers for the emerald candy. And so I got him new games and all this stuff. And so that's something we used to do once a quarter. And,
yeah.
And Mommy goes in his room. Mommy has a Kian Mommy sleepover with him. You know, it's like, so he talks about those things still. He loves those. And before I know it, when he's like 7 or 8, he's not going to want to do that anymore.
That's exactly right. So like I said, you look at, you know, like I look at my kids now as teenagers. I rarely see my kids, right? My kids are, both of them had sleepovers last night. Dylan, I saw him this morning for 10 seconds and he's off to the gym. And then he's out with his girlfriend for the rest of the day and they're going to grab lunch today and enjoying their weekends. And it's the part of, you know, it's the natural progression of life. Mm-hmm. And your kids, as they get older, they're going to want to spend less and less time with you. You're still the hero to Kian, right? Mm-hmm. Cole's still the hero to Kian. Cole is still Kian's hero, sorry. Mm-hmm. And you guys are doing these things, but that window is going to close before you know it. And even if he doesn't hang on to all these things or remember these things, mm-hmm. you and Cole will.
Yeah.
And you'll know that you guys made that effort to try to go above and beyond for your kid and to make these things special for your kid. And I just think it's fantastic.
I love it. And I was
never that way. My mom and dad weren't that way. It wasn't until I married Allison. And then I was the same way as Cole, especially early on. Like, what are we doing this for?
Yeah.
Like, why are you, like, what's the point of going? And then when you start to realize
the memories you have,
that is, guys,
looking back.
Yes. It's life is,
there's been times, you know me, I've
fragile. And so it's not promised, man. What are we doing?
It's not. Well, you guys did your bourbon night here. Remember? And the girls were at Tina's house and Cole was here, but they were like, just come over to bring Kian. You can stay at Tina's. I was like, nope, Kian and I have Mommy Kian night. That's actually the last time I did Mommy Kian night.
Okay.
How long ago that was?
That was a while.
And I told him, I was like, because I could have easily been like, oh, we can do it tomorrow night, Kian. But I was like, I already told my son that on Friday, we are going to be doing all week, because the whole week leading up to Mommy Kian
night,
you
have your priorities straight.
We get pumped up, and I get pumped up about it. And I was like, I'm spending time with my son.
Yeah, I love it. And
you know,
shut the phone off. The phone goes away. The distractions go away. And you know, we talk a lot about this on this podcast. And I think, you know, overall as a society, we've gotten away from some of that stuff. And we've got to the point
where it's easier to just throw money at stuff.
Yeah, or we're just okay with like, okay, this is the way it is. Mm-hmm. We don't need that extra time. We don't need to make those extra memories. We got all the time in the world to make these memories with our kids. And you don't. And
that's again, a sad reality.
It is, but it's a reality.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you guys are doing those type of things. So, I'm happy to be doing this today. It's going to be fun. And I'm really enjoying getting that time. And then it's all those things, right? It's time with my nieces. Mm-hmm. You know, my brother gets them every other week. You know, I might get, if I'm lucky, I get to see them once every couple months. Because, again, you know, I love my brother for the priority that he's got a very small window with his girls when he gets them. Mm-hmm. And when he has them, he wants all of them. And I totally understand that. And I respect that. So it's also very important to respect the family boundaries, right? Because it's really easy for me to put pressure on Matt and say, hey, you know, why don't we get together more or bring the girls over? Yeah. And he's like, look, I just want to spend one-on-one time with my girls because he recognizes, hey, I get them 50% of the time. You get your kids 100% of the time. Yeah. And even though you don't see your kids that much, you still have so much opportunity to have those connections with your kids.
Well, you have these memories with my kids' age when you were his age. Yeah.
Sure, sure.
But the same thing happened, like, because we used to go to Krista's for Christmas Eve and spend the night.
Uh-huh.
And then it got to a point where last year was the first time the year before in New Mexico, because we have to flip-flop every year.
Right.
But last year, I told her, I was like, listen, my kid is old enough to understand Santa Claus. I want to wake up in my own house.
1,000%.
I want my son to walk out into my house, go to the Christmas tree in my house, and me, Cole, and Kian have that moment as just a family by ourselves.
Yeah. And
now, if Grandma and Grandpa came over, that's different. But to me, I was like, I don't want to spend the night in somebody else's house.
No.
For that.
Christmas was always off limits for us. And, you know, as the kids got older, we became, well, now we're going to, you know, my mother-in-law's house. And we've talked about this before. And, you know, but it was one of the biggest things. And it was a hard thing for my family, at least early on. They didn't understand it. And I said the same thing you just said. Me and Allison, it was since day one when they were babies. I said, look, guys, I don't care if they're babies. At the end of the day, Christmas is off limits. Mm-hmm. You are welcome in my home anytime you want. If you want to crash here Christmas Eve, fantastic. You want to come over Christmas? Fantastic. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
But my kids are waking up around their own Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend that time as a family. We're going to watch each other open the gifts. It's not going to be over in 15 minutes. We're going to spread this thing out. I'm not lying to you guys. Christmas Day lasts until 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, even to this day.
So we get up,
we make breakfast. The kids, I mean, it's a little bit different now because the kids are older and they don't get as many, the quantity of gifts, right? So it doesn't go that long, but when they were littler, we would stretch out till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not lying to you. People are like, I can't believe you do that. And I'm like, because I wanted them to open packages. Mm-hmm. They actually took the product out of the packages. If it's called for batteries, we put batteries in it. Mm-hmm. They would play with it. They would actually enjoy it. I'm like, there's this big buildup to Christmas. You decorate your house a month in advance. You leave the decorations up a week. So this is a week after we do. So now it's a 5-6 week process to have it over in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that.
Well, also there's the idea behind, you don't want your kids to just think gifts are gifts, right?
No.
You want them to appreciate.
Yes.
Because I think that's the problem with a lot of Christmas now. Parents go way overboard.
Well, and we just talked about that recently too. We got to the point now where like you just spend money on crap for the sake of putting an extra gift under the tree.
And I think, who are you doing it for? You're doing it for you.
What are you doing most of the things for? And just in general, I think most of our decisions, especially the financial decisions, have less to do about what's best for our family and more about the show of it to everybody else. And that goes for Christmas. That goes for the cars that you drive. That goes for the house that you live in. I think
the
trips you go on. Yeah. And you know, someone just made, I think it was Tina. She made a comment about the France trip. Mm-hmm. And she goes, where were your pictures from France? And I said, I've got plenty of them. And she goes, well, usually, and I used Facebook is a way for me just to share things.
Yeah,
and we've
talked
about
this
before.
We've got family in there that are still in Cali and all that stuff.
Yeah, but then I started to realize, you know, I think, again, my shout out to Gary Vee. He's always spot on. I know we talk about him a lot. It's probably bugging you guys, and I've probably just made him richer, which is fantastic. But I love his messaging, and he never puts anything out there. And the guy's a multi-millionaire, super rich. And, you know, but he's like, I don't post those things because I preach. Why are we always chasing what everybody else has? What's this keep up with the Joneses? What's this, you know, this life of comparison? And I know that if I post my trips and I post these memories, I post these things that I buy for my wife, or I post these things I buy for my kids, all it's going to do is create animosity. It's going to make people feel like they're not doing enough. It's
going
to make people. And he goes, so I just elect not to do it.
Yeah.
And ever since I heard that messaging, I have made a conscious effort to only post things about my kids, their accomplishments, what they are doing, what makes them happy, because I want to brag about my kids. I love what my kids do. I'm proud of what my kids do. I'm proud of my kids in general, and less about these extra things that we're doing. And like you said, Christmas, and let me post all these gifts, and let me post all these pictures. My daughter just turned 16. Let me post her car. And I'm just not doing it anymore.
Oh, I remember a few realtors in my old office last year, the ones that were preaching, the ones that were preaching about make money, make money, make more money, and then they're the ones posting about their 16-year-old driving a brand new BMW.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm like, you're posting this on social media for yourself. Like, look what you bought your kid.
Yeah.
And in return, your kid's going to come back and be like, this is just normal, right?
And I'm worried about that. And I said, I'm proud that we were able to help Addison do those things, but I just don't need to broadcast it anymore. Like I said, it just doesn't bring
any
value. Did
you notice that I didn't make a video about Stitch Night? I posted, this is what I'm doing, because I want to relate and help.
Yeah, but
these are things you can do with your family.
Right.
I wasn't there. I was soaking up the moment with my child.
Yeah,
1,000%. If you look at my phones, I have a picture of him eating his pizza.
It's a family picture. It's a family memory.
But I didn't do it to be like, look
how
good of a mother I am.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think that's a big part of it, right? And again, you hit it right on the head. When we talk about these things, like, these are just ideas, guys. This is not we're doing it for the sake of, okay, how do I post it? Like, oh, look at us. Look at all these extra things that we're doing. Look at how I made Lilo and Stitch Night for my family. Let me brag. No, it's like saying, guys, this is what we did behind the scenes for our families. Mm-hmm. And it's brought so much value to my family. It's brought into you as well because of the memories that you're making. But when you think about what those lasting memories that you make with your family and your friends and those closest to you are going to be what you hang on to.
Well,
and at the end of the day, the money, it takes you to get older before you start to really realize it, because you're told these things when you're a kid and you just don't see it. And especially in today's world where all you're thrown at is the next best thing, and you need this, and you have to have this in your life, and you have to have this kind of money, and you got to make this kind of living, and you need to drive this kind of car, and you got to go on these kind of trips, and you got to do all these type of things.
Yeah.
There are so many things that you can do that are practically free to make things special, to make things special for those around you. It just takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
And what we talk about on this camera is more about just looking at how much effort are you putting into your kids, your friends. Mm-hmm. Just take that extra little...
Do stuff for you and you'll see your life change about it.
Yeah, and you but don't I do think it of for like, the post or anything
I think like growing up, you know, my mom did every Saturday morning, she would put on ranchetas in our kitchen. She's known to be the best chef. She's good. She just, everybody comes to our house for food. I think I had friends growing up because they want to come eat my mom's food.
Well, are those the recipes you make for us? Are these your mom's recipes?
Yeah. Yes and no.
Okay.
Like
with a little Lena twist.
Well, I don't get the access to her ingredients.
But the little Lena twist is from her baby. But yeah. We eat well. 100%. So shout out to you because your daughter throws it down and she loves making food for everybody.
You've never had my homemade salsa.
Is it spicy?
No, I can make it spicy or not spicy, but it's very flavorful.
Well, you know I'm weak when it comes to spice. So.
I will not make it spicy, but it's very flavorful. But my mom, every Saturday morning, was the same thing. She put on ranchetas. She would be dancing in the kitchen. She would be cooking breakfast for everybody. Mm-hmm. My aunt and uncle would probably just pop in randomly. Like my grandpa, my grandparents would randomly pop in. But she would get us, and we would dance around the island to her ranchetas. And that was the thing. To this day, when we go visit... She does that. She had cold dancing when we first started dating, chicken's little hips. I'm like, I married a white boy, clearly. And then, that's but funny. Still with my son. Like, so my, Kian goes there and she'll put on her music and she'll be dancing with him.
How Kian so
like this.
Cool,
and
man.
So, but you God, look back on it.
Those things are so important.
But you look back and as a 34-year-old female, now mother, I look back and I'm like, that was important to her. And now she gets those memories for life. And I have those memories for life. But like back to Christmas. Christmas was not a rush thing in our household either. We woke up, my mom and dad had their coffee. My mom had to put on her music, her Let It Snow.
Oh, you gotta
favorite.
Have Christmas music going. That's an absolute must.
We would sit there, we'd get the stockings, each kid, because she would. We had big stockings with our baby faces on it.
Yep.
Still to this day, we still have those. But she would wrap little gifts and put the wrapped gifts in there. And so each of us would open it up and we'd wrap it up and my sister would go, my brother would go, I would go. And the same with the gifts. We do go around, even with mom and dad, we'd go around the circle.
Everyone saw what everyone got.
And we're like, whoa. Yeah. And then we play with the toy. It wasn't, what else did I get? Oh, what else did I get? Right? Yep. It wasn't rushed. And so that's why I was adamant with Cole for our Christmas. I'm like, I want it to be something that we appreciate. Not something that we're like.
Oh my gosh, that's what it's supposed to be about.
Not something like, I'm telling you what to buy me. I'm telling you how many things I want or whatever. I was like, I want you to think about what to give me because that's what gift giving is to me. But I want our Christmas morning to be relaxed and genuine and pure.
Well, and then what ends up happening is when you feel, I wish every day could be like Christmas, honestly, because I just feel like you're happier and there's just so much love shared as a family and you're in your pajamas, you're lazy in the morning, there's no distractions, you don't care about your phone, you don't care about the day-to-day, the whole world's on pause, there's no stores open, there's no cars going. Mm-hmm. And it's sad that it's only one day a year where you get that kind of feeling, because even now, stores are back open Thanksgiving night or Easter, no one shut. Christmas is the only day a year, one out of 365 days a year, where the world shuts it down. Mm-hmm. And it's not a USA thing, it's a worldwide thing. Mm-hmm. And it's such a important deal. It brings in, but how do you create that more so? And
well, I think we just live in a society where we just want more, 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 more.
And we forget about what's important. And when you think about you dancing around the island with your mom and the fact that she's brought other people into that mix, and what are you talking about? You're not talking about the gift you got, or you're
not talking
about
what gift she bought me growing up. I remember one, she bought me an electric piano, and it was so big that I got unwrapped the box, and the box fell when I was like, whoa, 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 and I like fell over with the box. That was when I started writing music.
Well, you remember your big things, but you remember.
That's the only gift I remember, really.
Wow, how crazy is that? Because, it goes to show you that what's important to you that year, what you thought you had to have, what was the most important thing, was so irrelevant in the big scheme of things.
Yeah.
You're going to look back and all you're going to talk about, like we're talking about right now, it's the traditions that you set. It's the memories that you made. It's these little extra details that you put in everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what people hang on to.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't do a good enough job of trying to recreate those things.
We don't.
And we should be looking at ways to create, how do we make 10 Christmases a year?
We're focused
not Christmas
much.
As a whole, but just the feeling of it.
Yeah.
How do you create that feeling? Yeah.
So
how
we're
do you
too
make
much on things.
Yes.
So we're not focusing on experiences. Yes. That's the issue.
That is absolutely the issue.
And if you look back on my kid, right? He brings up his birthday parties from when he was 2. Okay, a dinosaur themed birthday party. Oh no, he turned 3. Because he'll be 5 this year. So he had this year he'll be whatever. Last year was Night Before Christmas. The year before that, he did a dinosaur with a friend at school. He still brings up that birthday party. Never brings up any of the toys he got.
No.
Not one toy.
They don't care.
Up. He's like, Mom, you remember when I had the same dinosaur shirt with William, and then all our friends came and we did the indoor play gym, and we had pizza. We had pizza, Mommy. And then last year, first Night Before Christmas, remember, Mommy, when you did bingo? Like, but he doesn't think of the toys we got him.
No.
Not once does he bring that up.
No, he remembers the time that you carved out to make sure you made it special for him, or, you know, and... But again, I agree with you. I said we talk about this all the time, and
yeah.
I really hope that people that are listening to us, they actually get some value out of this, because
yeah.
you know, Elena and I don't preach it; we actually live it. We actually
yeah.
do these things on a regular basis, and the only reason, and we know what great importance. I know for me,
mm-hmm.
the reason we share these things is because it's created such great importance for my family. It's made things so much more special for our family that. We want to share it, and we
yeah.
want you guys to think about it. And I know everyone's got their own traditions, and everyone does their own thing. And
mm-hmm.
you know, and again, a lot of these things that we talk about, you're probably already doing. But I think, you know, again, what do we have to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you have to force yourself to put yourself in these positions to create these memories, to make these things. And it's sad that it's like that. It's sad
yeah.
that you have to force. Let me get it on the calendar.
Make time for
that. I'm gonna make this
yeah.
priority, right? Why don't you just make it a priority?
I think the main thing I was thinking about why we do a lot of the stuff we do, are you doing it for the kid or are you doing it for you, really? And it really comes down because you see a lot of parents on the social media, like we brought that up, and they have to post about their family trips, even though behind the scenes their family trips are probably miserable, right? Or they have to post about all the Christmas gifts their kids they got that year. But behind the scenes, their kids probably opened the gifts within 15 minutes and they were out the door playing with their gifts, nothing, right?
It's all
so
for the show.
You think about it, when you have to go and post something fake, like how good something is your life, but it's not, that's you seeking validation from other people, when the only validation you should be seeking is from who lives under your roof.
You're right, but we talk about it, right? But it's easier said than done. At the end of the day,
because you care too much about other people versus our
spouses.
And that's why we're probably seeing a lot of divorces.
You do, and I said that's what you do. You see these people that are the most, I think, in my opinion, successful. They don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't do it for any of that. And then they talk to you. They say that they're saying the same messaging that me and Elena are right now, which is like,
they don't follow what
you
they
give
say.
So much effort into what other people. And again, it's people that don't really care about you. At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look at all these people that you think give you a second thought. And these are people that are still, I consider, good acquaintances, good friends. They have their own families.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own close friends. They have their own lives going on. They don't give your family a second thought, nor should they,
mm-hmm.
because you don't,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you think about, like, always, oh, you're good. I think about you. I love you. And I try to be that way, be that kind of friend to people. But at the end of the day, my family is going to be prioritized over anybody else going on. So I don't give it a second thought about what's going on behind closed doors at their household, because it's not my responsibility to.
Yeah.
So, but our minds are tricked to where it's like, I've got to broadcast this stuff to make me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be doing. And it's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem for sure. And I think it's never going to go away.
You're creating a goal that you'll never achieve. You're
yeah.
creating something that you'll never catch up to.
And I just think it's maturity. Well, and I think it's maturity, right? As you get
yeah.
older, and
well,
you know, you've picked up on these things a lot quicker than I did. Because like I said,
hang out with seasoned people.
Seasoned. I love the fact you keep saying that. Thank you so much. Yeah, not old yet. the gray and the stubble is not good. So, balder, greater, and fatter. I'm not going the right direction. And
no,
eyesight's going.
You got to talk positive.
That's right. Remember? Positive. That's right. That's right. I love my body. We're going to get it together.
I'm a good partner.
You are for sure. So, but anyway, this thing started with traditions on today's topic. I loved hearing about your past ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for your mom to hear these things, right? You know, hopefully
yeah.
she still listens to the podcast and she hears about how memorable those traditions that
mm-hmm.
she made for you and your family, how they've stuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, unfortunately, are gone, and they'll never understand how important it was to me and my brother and sister about the traditions that they set up. But
mm-hmm.
my mom was fantastic at it. And, you know, my dad, not so much. He really let my mom do her thing, but My mom really tried to make those special traditions and those special memories, and I'm so grateful that this is number one of our big family dinner that we're gonna do. And I think we're gonna create some good memories today. We're gonna have a blast today. We're gonna share some stories, and we're gonna be laughing and joking and seeing the kids get in the kitchen and actually do some work. It's gonna be great. And
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. So anyway,
awesome. We'll see you all next week.
Take care. Have a good one.